Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this lovely Friday edition of Infinity Pods. As promised, really, I wanted to have a look at and talk about PlayStation trophies. Something that, obviously, if you're on Xbox, you still get your achievements. If you're on Nintendo, I mean, tough luck. They don't do anything like that, just like they haven't done anything in the past 30-odd years. But PlayStation have their trophies. Now, trophies were first introduced way back when the PlayStation 3 was dropped. And initially, the first batch of games for PlayStation didn't actually have any trophies. So you've got games like Resistance, Fall of Man, the original Assassin's Creed. Those games didn't have trophies. And I believe Metal Gear Solid 4 didn't have trophies either when it first arrived on the PlayStation 3. Obviously, if you played Assassin's Creed on Xbox 360 at the time, that still had achievements, but they never had trophy support. I don't know if they still have trophy support now. Obviously, I don't really want, I'm not, don't really have no need whatsoever to go back to those games. But over my past, I've been with PlayStation ever since the heyday. You know, ever since the famous grey toilet seat. I've had PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4, and now currently enjoying the PS5. But I've always been fascinated with trophies, and it's always given me that extra mile in my gaming. If I want to go, you know, even if I've completed a game and if I really liked it and I really enjoyed it, I'll go back and try and get that platinum. Now, my total is nowhere near a vast amount compared to some people out there. I've seen people with stupid amounts, like seriously stupid amounts. But what I pride myself on with my collection, I don't go for games where it's an easy platinum. You know, you get these games like I Am Mayo, I can't remember what it was. It's the Mayo one, basically. Or, you know, you've got the other ones where there's the other really easy platinums, you know, games like Slide, which I will confess I did do just because it was, I think it was 10p at the time. So I thought, yeah, let's do it. It's probably my quickest platinum ever. Literally, it's a sliding photo game. But that's the only one I probably have out of my 56 platinums currently, as it stands. But my total so far has landed me with 7,315 trophies and counting. You know, that's probably about 12, 11 years of gaming and what we've gone through in our past podcast. I just wanted to go through my trophy list. Now, I may split this in two at the moment. We'll see how far we get because I don't want to go through all these games in, you know, an X amount of time and you get absolutely bored. So what I want to do, I'm just going to really go through which ones like have stuck with me and that I really enjoyed playing. So, I mean, I've got them up in front of me now, the entire list of them. And at the moment, the first two that really jump out for me that I really enjoyed were Call of Duty World at War, and obviously if you've heard my previous podcast on gaming and mental health, Burnout Paradise, I mean, wow, what a game. I'll say no more with that. I think we'll have to do a single podcast just on that game. But those two were my first two platinums. Burnout Paradise trumps World at War just by a month, but Burnout Paradise, I didn't find that too grueling to do, considering how the map set out and everything. What I did find had my first hard platinum was World at War. Now, if you guys have ever played the early Call of Duty games and you played it on Veteran, you will know the pain that I speak of when I say playing the campaign on Veteran difficulty, especially on World at War, was absolute hell. But I persevered and I got the platinum. It was a pretty enjoyable platinum going back and, you know, completing everything. But yeah, really enjoyed that one. The other one that I didn't get a platinum, I tried so hard for, was Mercenaries 2 World in Flames. Now, I really, really wish they'd make another one of these. I mean, I absolutely loved Mercenaries 2. Again, picked this up on my previous podcast. But Mercenaries 2 is such a brilliant game. And great trophies, you know, really, really fun trophies. That's another thing I like. Some of these trophies that companies hand out, they're nigh on impossible and sometimes ridiculously hard, which I suppose that's the whole point. You know, it's a way to show off and say, yep, I did that. But, you know, you've got games like Warhawk, where, I mean, I played Warhawk, but playing that and getting all the trophies on that, I mean, As it stands, I mean, the platinum for people who've got it at the moment is 0.8% of players have earned that as of this podcast. So, they just take too long. And again, I've got one here, Unreal Tournament 3. I don't know where Unreal Tournament 4 is. Unreal Tournament 3 was fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. First person combat. And some of the trophies in that, I mean, in this took me they took me a while. Stuff like getting the specific gun trophies like Gunslinger, Biohazard, getting those awards with those guns. You had to get so many kills with, that gun out of so many rounds. Absolutely ridiculous. But going on to my next platinum, one that again speaks volumes, Batman Arkham Asylum. Now I've actually got a double platinum here on this one. I've got it on the PS3 when it first came out, and I also got it when they did the Return to Arkham. So got those two. The other one that everyone that I talk to says, "Oh, we've got the platinum that they played it," but I must have missed the memo on this one. But apparently, it's really easy to do. But it was find all the feathers in Assassin's Creed 2. That's the only one that I'm outside getting my platinum. Everything else I've got on that game. But Assassin's Creed 2, again, fantastic. Fantastic sequel. It's probably one of the best. It's probably the best I've ever gotten outside of Black Flag, really. Another one, Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 2, again, I persevered with the campaign. I played that thing all the way from Platinum, but I couldn't do the Spec Ops one. Liam, who was on our previous podcast, actually has the Platinum on that, which I'm still a little jealous about that he got the Platinum on that. So, it is what it is. Another little game on here, Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine. Now, if you haven't played this, it's probably one of the best. Outside of people saying Spider-Man 2, I'm sick to death of people saying Spider-Man 2 is the best movie tie-in game. It's not. Wolverine X-Men Origins is the best tie-in game because it has nothing to do with the film. I know that's a bit contradictory and a bit, out there, but it the gore, the combat, the arcade type style fight, it's just fantastic. Again, very close to a platinum on this, but nowhere near on that one. But yeah, going through all of those, we have games like Split Second. Split Second was actually a fan. Really, I mean, where is the sequel, guys? I mean, come on, Split Second was a fantastic game where you could trigger these in-game events where you could be on a runway and you trigger this event and a plane would come flying down the track. You could blow up like silos to topple over on the tracks. It was it real madness, sheer madness. I'm sure they took a book out of Burnout's pages with the crashes and everything. I think that's why I really enjoyed it. But again, I didn't come up with a platinum. Now another one of my favorite games of all time, Batman Arkham City. I got so close, so many times. Again, I did it with the Return to Arkham. I put so many hours in, but I could never get the Return to Arkham, sorry, the Arkham City Platinum. Now, Arkham City, I have played that game so many times. I could honestly, I could tell you where each and every Riddler trophy is and how to get it. I've done it that many times, but it was an absolute joy to play through. I really enjoyed going through that game, finding all the Riddler trophies. I didn't matter how many times I did it as well. I just absolutely loved it. Again, I've played a couple of FIFAs on it. I'm paraphrasing with all these trophies. Obviously, I can't go through every one. I've played something like, again, might not be anything to anybody else, but I've played something like 250, 260 games, and I don't want to go through each individual one. So, we just want to go through them really. But yeah, no, the FIFA games. I believe I've only got one platinum out of the FIFA games, which we'll get to later. But again, there are just because obviously you've got your online aspect of them. Assassin's Creed 3, I played like 5 seconds of it, didn't like it. I thought it was a bit meh, to be honest. But my next one was Lego Batman 2, DC Super Heroes, platinum on that. Again, that's a really easy platinum. Most Lego games are. I've kind of stopped playing Lego games as it is. Kind of waiting for the Skywalker saga to come out because, I mean, that looks amazing. I mean, I don't know if we've heard. There's something like 300 playable characters, which is that's insane. But I'm hoping I want to really platinum that when it comes out. Hopefully it's not too much. But some of the other Lego games, like Lego Lord of the Rings, Lego Harry Potter, there's just too much to do for the sake of a platinum. And yeah, when you're you know, some people I've got daytime and night, you know, just to go through these games and play them and play them and play them and get those platinums. Other people like me, you know, I've got a working job 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. I only have certain times in the week I want to spend on my games. I want to spend with my fiance. You know, I don't want to, you know, always be on my games. So, you know, it is what it is. So, because there are a few on here where I'm like, I should have really got the platinum, and I could have got the platinum if I put, you know, put those extra hours in. But, you know, it is what it is. Next one, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Again, 94% on this, guys. I was so close. And I mean, best Assassin's Creed that's been made so far. No other Assassin's Creed's even come close, bar from Odyssey. And then when Valhalla was just too big. It's ridiculous how big that game is. I thought Odyssey was big, then I played Valhalla, and I'm like, yeah, that's ridiculous. Absolutely amazing, but yeah, too big. The Far Cry games. Now, the Far Cry games are... I got a platinum on the fourth one. I loved the fourth one. Again, fantastic game. Really good story. And I almost platinum the third one, but the fourth one, I don't know. It was just one of those games that I just wanted to play all the time. And even when I played it after I got the platinum, which is very unusual for me. Normally, when I complete... If I go for a platinum... Normally what I do, I complete the game and get as many trophies as I can. Then I do my backlog and go back and see what I can get. If I can't get them then, and I go, no, that's it. Obviously, I can't get them, you know, that's it. But Far Cry 4 was one of those rare games I did go back and just play just for the fun of it. Infamous First Light, that's my next platinum. You know, it's a great little tie into the Infamous games. I thought they got a bit sour with Second Son, to be honest. I thought they were running out of ideas. I'm glad they're not doing any more now. Hopefully, anyway. I haven't heard anything, but yeah, really glad that they're not doing anything. Just really flat now, and repetitive. I don't really know what else you can do with that. Again, other two platinums here, Advanced Warfare, Lego Marvel Superheroes, Advanced Warfare. I mean, I'd say that was a pretty difficult one. I had a friend at the time help me get that one. That's 0.2% of players have got that one. So that's, you know, quite for me, quite a rare catch. Quite lucky as well. I mean, you've got to say some trophies you are completely lucky if you get them or not, because all based on online playing, obviously. But now there's another few here: Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Lego Jurassic World, Far Cry Primal. Again, great games, and looking to see, you know, especially with the Far Cry. I'm very looking forward to Far Cry 6. I'm hoping I can platinum that as well. Now, one of the big ones, this is, we'll come to Star Wars Battlefront 2 later, but Star Wars Battlefront, now there is I'd never platinum this. I was one trophy away, yeah, on this. And I got to rank 50, I did all the dioramas and everything, but it was complete all missions on mass difficulty in the original game. That was just ridiculous. Like I said earlier, there are some games where you just think to yourself, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. You know, that's too much. It's beyond a joke, to be honest. But one of my big triumphs of the original Battlefront is one of the hardest trophies to get. I've seen this on a few lists, actually. And that's crush them in one swift stroke. So basically trample 25 soldiers with an AT-ST. And only 0.3% of players have got this one. But I actually found it, I think what people are missing that one, I don't know if they did it specifically, you know, if they were trying to do it in-game while they were doing something else, but all you had to do is just basically pick a level, obviously that had the ATS stick, and just farm for it. You didn't have to use friends, you didn't have to use anyone, just make sure, just go for it in that game. Don't go for any objectives, don't go for kills, just focus on getting it, and believe me, you'll get it. It took me 2 or 3 goes to get the full 25. But again, that's one of these. This is one of those ones where I'm at 90%, and you know, I was one trophy away from platinum it. Bit disappointed, but hey, it is what it is. Now, No Man's Sky and Doom, there are another two platinums that I've got on here. Killing Floor 2 as well, great, you know, oh, fantastic arcade shoot. I mean, I'm hoping they do a Killing Floor 3. Floor 3, sorry. Really good little games, those. The next one, right, big one. This is quite an interesting story, this one. So Fallout 4, I have the platinum for Fallout 4. And that's it. Again, it's one of those ones, like, all my platinums. I'm proud of, but this one a little bit more. Most trophy hunters will know just because of one trophy in this one. And I think, you know, if you listen to this, you'll know which one it is, and that'll be the benevolent leader. So that's reach maximum happiness in a large settlement. At the moment, it's still 2.4% of players earn. Considering how many units Fallout 4 sold, I mean, and the player base there, not many people playing Fallout 4 now anyway. I mean, not many people playing Fallout, to be honest, due to the abomination that was 76. But, you know, it is what it is. But 2.4% of players. Now, that was really difficult to do. I actually kept a video of it when I did it. And I kept a save file of it. And I actually uploaded it to this site so people could use it. So if anybody used it, you probably... There's no way you're listening to this, but... You're welcome, because that took me hours to set up and do. Literally hours. I'll never get back in my life to do that. Now, apart from Battlefront 2, this is one of the platinum trophies where I basically... Well, I don't know how to say it, really. The last trophy that I got was years apart from the platinum trophy. Now, what I mean by that is I got my game actually glitched, and one of the Vault Tech bobbleheads is in a vault, and it's locked behind a certain door. But this NPC is supposed to give you a key. It's supposed to drop you. First part, I found this key in this vault, and there was a glitch at the time where it didn't appear. It didn't generate. So I got stuck, and I got so annoyed because that was the one last one before. And that was the last, literally, there's 20 bobbleheads, I was on number 19, this one was number 20, had to get it, got me platinum, done. And I was gutted, I had to leave it. However, I did keep my save file, and I think it was a year or two after I played it, I was at my parents' house, and my brother was out, and I used his console. I don't think he knows this. I used his console, uploaded my save file using the save cloud, you know, logged in and everything. And because Bethesda had sorted out the glitch, I was actually able to go in and ping the platinum. So my platinum is actually on. It's on Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve 2016. I got that platinum, and my first one. My first trophy for Fallout 4 was on the 11th of November 2015. So, yeah, a year. I had to put it out for a year to get that one. So, interesting little one there. Another big one, Ghost Recon Wildlands. Now, I platinumed this, but by God, did it take me hours upon hours to do this one. Just because of all the settlements, you had to 100% all areas, do these obviously odd little trophies. But I received the platinum. Nonetheless, the next one, Titanfall 2. Again, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, they make a Titanfall 3 for the next gen. Titanfall was insane. It's one of the most underrated shooters of the last generation. I think it's because I can't remember specifically, but I'm sure it came out in between Battlefield 1 and the COD, the whatever COD it was at the time. And it just got mixed up in between that hype between Battlefield and COD. And you either, at the time, you were either Battlefield or COD. And obviously, it just got lost in the shuffle. But what a shame, because, wow, what a game. It was free on PlayStation Plus. I think that's where I picked it up, actually. So, yeah, great game. Horizon Zero Dawn, most people have the platinum. Won't really go into that. FIFA 17, platinum on that as well. A couple of ones here. Life is Strange, Batman Return to Arkham, Goat Simulator. You know, really, really easy ones. FIFA 18, actually, I didn't realise I had FIFA 18 and FIFA 17 platinum, but that's good. Sniper Ghost Warrior 3. We're getting into the Crash Bandicoot games. Now, this is the Insane Trilogy. I didn't platinum all of them. I only platinum the third one. And my brother's insane at Crash Bandicoot. Whoever can do all the time trials in Crash Bandicoot, how you do that is immense. And, you know, kudos. I tip my hat off to you, because I can't do it. It took me hours to do Crash Bandicoot Waltz. And I used to play that game when I was little, and I've played it so many times, and it still took me a good few hours to do. That's the only one out the three that I got, but nonetheless, it's there. Tekken 7, Batman by Telltale Games, Yooka-Laylee, a few other platinums there. I'm getting into the late PS4 ones. Yeah, so Burnout Paradise Remastered. Yeah, I did all 98 trophies all over again. Of course I did. If you, like I said, if you, you know, go listen to my other podcast on gaming and mental health, you'll find Burnout is considered God in that podcast. But Assassin's Creed Origins, Far Cry 5, again, two massive open world ones, especially Origins. Origins was a great detour from, and obviously it's, you know, the old Assassin's Creed games, and it's obviously where the direction's going now. So, Slide on here, like I said earlier, you know, it's a great little, well, I say great little game. It took me about 10 seconds to get the platinum, but nothing compares to the absolute madness that was Battlefield 1. So Battlefield 1, I mean, it's probably one of the best multiplayer games I've ever played. And I've plunged so many hours into that game just for the sake of it. I mean, just go play it. You can still, I think it's still on, if you, I think it was on PlayStation Plus, so if you had the, I'm there. If you don't have it, just go buy it. I mean, there's still people playing it. Go play it. I mean, the platinum was easy, to be honest. There wasn't a big issue, to be honest, getting the platinum on that one. It was more doing the campaign and making sure there were certain criteria of the campaign to be completed. But great game. Moving on, Marvel Spider-Man. I mean, I think I read somewhere that was one of the most popular platinums. Like most people who played. Yeah, most people who played Spider-Man got the platinum. Like, for an 8.6 for a platinum, that's pretty high for a game. Especially my experience, anyway. But, you know, Spider-Man, what a game as well. Not really a movie tying game. I hear a lot of people say it's a movie tying game. It's not a movie tying game, because there's no movie to tie it into. It's its own standalone thing. It's Insomniac's own vision. But take nothing away from it. Brilliant, brilliant superhero game. And another little game here that was also on PlayStation Plus was a game called Onrush. Again, very Burnout-esque, but very a lot of a tighter structure, really. But it still had those elements there of chaos, crashes, insane stunts, and just going. It basically the platinum just comprised of going around and basically, you know, completing everything and doing your odd, you know, miscellaneous challenges here and there. Battlefield 5, again, moving on to this one, I loved Battlefield 5, not as much as Battlefield 1. Looking through it now, actually, I didn't realise I was one away. So that's in multiplayer, destroy 5-manned stationary weapons with an airplane. I believe that's still, I mean, it's only 2% of players are done. That's the only one I'm away for the platinum, but again, That's one of those trophies where I just did not have the time. I didn't want to put in the time for it. Other things were happening, you know, in my life at the time, and I didn't have the time for it. But moving on to Spyro the Reignited Trilogy, probably one of the easiest three trophies, platinum trophies I've ever got. All three are platinum, nice and easy. Nothing much to say to Spyro, but very, very well received, and I really enjoyed the fact that you could use the old music on there. Loved that. God of War platinum. I mean, come on. We're all waiting for God of War Ragnarok to drop. Hopefully late this year. I'm hoping before Christmas would be fantastic. I mean, what a present under the tree that would be for this year. Really enjoying to see what happens there. Far Cry again, Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered, replayed that. It was actually the last platinum I played and got while I was living down south. So that's a special little nugget for me there. That's the last one down there, and you know, playing my games front, it was all up north now. So I mean, moving on to Apex Legends, that didn't actually have a platinum trophy, which was annoying because it was so, not a lot of people were playing it at the time, but like now you've got quite a few people that are playing it, and some of these trophies are a lot more, the more percentage of players have got it, but still, I mean, I got 100% on that, and that's not an easy task. Especially, I think there's one of them where you've got to get all legendary weapons in one setting, or a legendary helmet or something. But that, yeah, difficult too. It's a shame we want a platinum to go with that, basically. But again, from there, my gaming was a bit all over the place, just moving back up north and everything, and get myself settled again, starting again. But Crash Team Racing, Team Sonic Racing, Just Cause 4, Rage 2, great games. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, that was my first new platinum, up north. But that was my summer platinum. That took me all summer to do. Again, I think we touched upon it earlier, how big that game is. Wreckfest, loved Wreckfest. I think there's a theme here that I like games where you can just crash and, destroy everybody in it. But Wreckfest, really, really enjoyed that. And the recent Call of Duty Modern Warfare, like number, well, no, actually, it's not number four, is it? It's not even a remaster. It's the just Modern Warfare, just the modern of Modern Warfare. That was a really easy platinum. I've heard a lot of people struggling with it. Like 0.3% of players have earned that platinum. I really didn't find it difficult. It was probably one of the easiest platinum COD trophies that's out there. This one, a big shout out to Pixelopus for Concrete Genie. I mean, anytime anybody brings up, indie games, this really has to be up there. I really hope they do a sequel, but at the same time, I hope they don't, because it is its own little thing, and you've really got to experience for it. There really isn't a game out there like it. So really, you need to go enjoy that. I do have Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I think I played like 2 hours of it, and I didn't like it at the time, but people are saying you need to give it, you need to give it a bit more time and a bit of a chance to, get you there. And I thought, all right, I might go back and do that. I might not. I don't know. And then we're moving on to Borderlands 3 now, and Borderlands 3 is it's actually I mean, I played Borderlands 2 very briefly, but I've never properly played a Borderlands yet. I didn't really know what Borderlands was. I absolutely loved it. It was fantastic. I mean, I did try and go for a few of the trophies. I came up short. I got 34 out of 45, 72% on this one. 2.3% of players platinumed it. But really enjoyed that one. And that was one where, again, if I had more time, I would have gone back and I would have spent more time with it and got those extra trophies for the platinum. Batman: Enemy Within, another platinum there. Again, the Telltale series games, they're really, you just play for them, you get the platinum. Now, The Crew 2 has surprised me. The Crew, the first game, where it's just called The Crew, really disappointed me. It's a really disappointing game because it was just boring. You could go from East Coast to West Coast and everything, but the content wasn't there. Now, The Crew 2, the content is, I actually played The Crew 2 a few years after it got released. And everything was there, and it had one of my most memorable races I think I've ever had in a driving game, and that was I think it was something like you've got to race from New York to San Fran, and I think the race took about 40, well, it might have been close to an hour actually. I'm sure it took me an hour, because they said when you do this trophy, you need to put so much time. Be it bizarre, but no, got the platinum for that. Really enjoyed that one. That one really stuck out for me in terms of that, just that race alone. And then obviously you have all the planes, the boats, and everything. One of the last few platinums that got out before I moved out. Donut County, weird little game but fun. Terminator Resistance, what a piece of shit that was. Maneater, great Maneater. I mean, you can't really go wrong. I know I like my shark films and everything, but Maneater is just it's. I love those games where they're in between, AAA titles or so-called AAA titles and indie titles. They're just a little bit in the middle. Really enjoyed Maneater Platinum. That quite an easy one of the easiest platinums out there. Actually, Maneater, you basically just got to collect everything, and it's not difficult. The world isn't big. Actually, Ghost of Tsushima. This was actually my last game I played before I moved out, and the first one I platinumed when I moved in. That's how long it took me to clean up everything and get everything done. But again, it was a lot of people's game of the year last year, and rightly so, because it was a really good game. Really good game. I'm hoping they make a sequel. Sucker Punch, because they're the same guys who did Infamous. So let's see what they do with Ghost of Tsushima. When I got my PlayStation 5, I wasn't too impressed, probably like most people, about the lineup. of games. So I was pretty limited to what I bought. So the only game I actually bought for it at the time was Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales. Again, great follow-up. I'm so glad I didn't pay full price for it. Because I did actually get the remaster of Spider-Man with it, but I didn't pay full price for it because it was glorified DLC. It just wasn't long enough. But again, platinum on that. Astro's Playroom. I mean, you're doing yourself a disservice if you have a PlayStation 5 and you haven't played Astro's Playroom. But believe me, you'll know why everyone's banging on about the DualSense if you play that game. Great game. But yet another one, Marvel Spider-Man Remastered, like I said. And the one I've been this one's so high, but I platinumed this years ago when it first came out. But Rocket League, I still play Rocket League. I dip in and out here and there just to play it and get my fix before I get shouted at by some 10-year-old saying I'm rubbish or anything, which I'm not. I'm average. But yeah, no, I kind of stopped playing that game. The toxicity of the player base in there is ridiculous. And my latest platinum is actually, well, before the big one, I did Maneater again just because it was on PlayStation Plus. Current games playing at the moment, I'm for the first time, I'm playing Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3, the new ones that they did. I'm absolutely loving it. I mean, thank you to my brother for suggesting it. I actually got them on a deal on their PlayStation. They were 60 quid for both of them, but it went down to something like 20, I think it was 23, 24 quid I paid for them for both games. Absolute bargain. I'm loving playing through Resident Evil 2 at the moment. It's brilliant. But the big one, I mean, this is probably, it's very different podcast what I've done today. Very different, very off the cuff. There's no real structure to this, which I do apologize for. But I just wanted it. I wanted to build up to this because this trophy, this game, I mean, it's. I'd say it's infamous. The game itself is infamous for me, anyway. Star Wars Battlefront 2 was released all the way back in 2017, in November 2017, and EA absolutely destroyed it with the loot box system, game-breaking loot boxes. And obviously, if you're a gamer, to be honest, even if you're not a gamer, you would have heard of it because it sent ripples throughout not just the gaming industry, but like, the fact that you've got little kids, coming in and playing it. You've got people, complaining about gambling and should kids be doing this? It was mental. And no, I've never seen a game create this much, this must just distress since, like GTA was, people complained about GTA and everything, and San Andreas and the hot coffee mod and all that. I've never seen anything like it. Now, the trophies for Battlefront, the first Battlefront, like we've discussed, very difficult, but persevere with them. Same with this. Star Wars Battlefront 2, I had to persevere with it. Now, I played a lot of Battlefront 2 when it first released. When I learned about the loot box system, I didn't think it was like, oh no, surely, you can't get this star card and, you'd win the game just because you've got that star card. It can't work like that. I was mistaken, so I didn't really enjoy playing the game, to be honest, quite like a lot of people. But there's a few trophies on here that really stop people from getting the platinum. One of the main ones is Reach Rank 50, which is the last one I did to get the platinum. And that is tough. Oh God, talk about grinding for a platinum, that you have to grind for that. I wasn't gonna go for it, and it's one of the reasons why I didn't go for it a few years ago, because I thought I'm never gonna get there, and I'm not wasting my time trying to get there because it's taking forever to get there. You have to get thousands of battle points each game. And it was only when they started doing the triple XP Wednesdays and the double XP weekends is when you could actually have a shot at doing it. So there's that one. There's the Not All Amiss, where you've got to defeat three enemies within one Vanguard usage 5 times. Very easy to do. I didn't find that a problem. I found that pretty easy to do when you've got a cluster of enemies together. You've just got to have the right map and the right time in that map to do that. But another one, I think another one that a lot, not a lot of people well, I think they've stopped on it, to be honest. But 50 enemies with a dual proton torpedoes with a bomber ship class. That put me off. That really put me off. That took me a while to do. That actually took me 3 years to do on and off battlefronting. very pain in the ass to do. And the other one, another pain, destroy 25 hero ships with fighter ships. That's actually pretty easy if you just solely go for it. Just wait, you know, fly around, do what you need to do and wait till a hero ship comes in and then just focus your... Let it get hit a few times and then you go in and just stick behind it. That's all you have to do. I didn't find it that difficult. It didn't take me that long to do. But we persevered and it is there. And it's basically the whole reason I've done this video, this podcast. It's literally just to show off that I got the Battlefront 2 Platinum Trophy. And I don't care. I know it's gloating, but I don't care. I am so proud of myself that I've boxed that game off. I mean, it's their crown jewel. You know, I wish I had something physical to show off, but I don't. But hey, it is what it is. And that's my trophy collection. That's where I'm at. I know I've paraphrased a lot with all of them. There's tons of game I've missed. I didn't want to go through all 200 games. You would have been bored out of your minds if I went through everyone. But I just wanted to go over some really quickly. And like I said, a very different structure to what I'm normally been doing so far with these. It was very, you know, off the cuff, and I just wanted to get my ideas down, just blurt them out in a podcast to you. So again, apologies for the structure and everything. It's not really there today. But hopefully the next one, the next podcast I'm doing is actually a one-shot. I'm a bit like the Marvel ones, I've taken that name, but I'm calling them one-shots. And basically I'm going to focus on one thing. So at the moment, the past few of my podcasts, if not all of my podcasts, have been focused on multiple things in one podcast. So I'm going to pick something and I'm going to delve deep into it. I'm not going to do Jaws. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave that for a special milestone if I ever get to it. I'm going to decide what milestone that is for the podcast. But I'll get to it, but not anytime soon. That's going to be a special one. But one that we might be looking at, there's two ideas I've got floating around my head at the moment, and that's the Monsterverse, just because of the new Godzilla v. Kong, you know, trailer that came out. I mean, wow. I mean, considering what everyone's going for at the moment, we need a big, big, loud popcorn film for us to shut out the rest of the world and focus on for 2 hours. Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait. So, looking forward to that. And then the other one, I actually watched the making of again. But one of my favourite horror film of all time is The Exorcist 3. But I might save that for a Halloween special. We'll see what happens and see what I feel like. But thanks again for joining me. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts. I'm hoping, you know, to get them out every Friday now. I got some really good feedback from Liam, and just basically keep them same length, same time every week. So that's what I'm hoping to do. So thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. All right, cheers, guys.